And that's why, in particular, as a Sunday school, we do use regular Baptist press materials, plus the teachers have found them for the different grades to be really, they've changed a lot and more colorful and something they can use. I want to talk to you in 2 Timothy, chapter 3. I just want to start reading in verse 14. But you must continue in the things that you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that, knowing this as well, he's saying, from childhood you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. If I could start a church from scratch, I wouldn't use the term Sunday school. I'd use the term Bible school for a lot of reasons. One, it bothers me to use the initials SS. You ever do that? I'm right. I use initials SS material. Yee. You know, so that's a personal thing, but I'll tell you, Sunday school is Bible school. That was the whole emphasis here. We teach certain sections on Baptist distinctives. We're a Baptist church, and we have a particular perspective on the Bible. But it's Bible school. That's what the kids are getting. Everything ties back into the Bible. And I like that term. In the summer, they get vacation Bible school, but what they're really getting is a Bible school every week. And the emphasis of this passage has been that that's what Scripture's all about. It's Scripture that's profitable. It's Scripture that's able to make them wise into salvation. We don't train our teachers in techniques to lead young people to Christ. That's on purpose. There are organizations that will train people in special techniques in doing certain things. It's our belief that when our teachers open up the Word of God to the students, talk to them about salvation, God will work. We want our teachers to be sensitive to the students, and they provide all kinds of materials for the teachers to understand their age group. You can't teach primaries the way that you could teach adults. It just doesn't work. You've got to understand. But we believe that you give them the Bible and God will do his work. Notice what he says, though. You must continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of. The word learn is that word for discipleship. And been assured of, he said, these are the kinds of things that we didn't just teach them to you as fact. We taught them to you that these are things you can depend upon. Remember, one of the words that you constantly heard with the younger age groups is that you can trust God. You can trust him for this. Kids need to know that time after time. You can't tell your kids you love them once or twice a year. They got to be assured of it. They've got to see it over and over again. And just the fact that these things are presented to them over and over again, they'll believe it. By the way, the same thing works in the other direction with rotten things. If your kids get the message that they're no good, if your kids get the message that the choices they make aren't important, if your kids get the message that you don't particularly care what they do, they get it over and over, and they'll believe that. It says that they've learned and been assured of. I have news for you. The Sunday school teacher cannot do that. That's why all of the materials, especially for young people, have take-home stuff. You can't expect a Sunday school teacher in 45 minutes to an hour once a week to teach your children. Our job is to present them the material. You come home and you better know what they're being taught. I would never send my kids someplace and not know what they're being taught. You need to go over it with them. It's a great way for you to learn it as well, by the way, if you don't know it. But that's what these materials are all about. These pre-primary get written material. They can't read. You're supposed to do it for them. And the picture is there that you're reinforcing that. This has to be what you're teaching them. We don't want to have your kids in a place where they come to church and hear one thing and they come home and hear another. That's not fair to you as a parent, and it's not fair to God. If what we're saying is true, you're the person they want to hear it from. We're here to present it. It says, knowing from whom you have learned them. That works in both cases. What I just said about parents, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of us here who've been in Sunday school all our lives, and I can remember my Sunday school teachers going way back when. And that's a great feeling. I want to be that person that the little kids remember. that person. I don't know how I lived through some Sunday school classes. I had some patient teachers. I can remember all of the teachers that I had in Sunday school going way back. Anybody of you know a lady by the name of Jessica Minns? Some of you have been around for a long time. She was the one who actually, I was through her influence that my mom and dad were led to the Lord. She was the one who told my mom I was going to be a preacher someday. Actually, she told my mom I'd be the next Billy Graham. And so I'm not sure how that works out, but my mom believed it. This is back up in Canton, New York, I guess about 1950-something or other. But I'll tell you, I can remember that lady. I guess everybody who knew Jessica can remember her. And there are things that, your children, the knowledge that they get, they connect it to who taught them. Who taught me this? Who is the one who actually told me about this? What was their life like? And we don't expect our teachers simply to teach. We want to see it in their lives. If we have Sunday school teachers who cannot demonstrate Christ in their life, they shouldn't be Sunday school teachers, and that's not something we want to promote. We want the children to see that, hey, these teachers know God. They're talking about something that they know personally. They're not up there lecturing them on what they need to know. They're sharing with them something they already know. But the verse starts, I've worked my way back through, you must continue in the things you've learned. I have news for you. You can come all the way through our Sunday school and do something different. That's not only a possibility, that's your right. Baptists believe firmly that every person has to stand before God with what they do and don't do. We're not about catechizing children, indoctrinating them. We're about presenting them the truth and letting them make a decision. And young people will come all the way through our Sunday school and say, no, that is not what I want. That's between them and God. We've done our part. Okay? And that's how it works. And they have to continue in it. They have to make a decision whether it is the God of the Bible true. Am I going to accept what he says? Am I going to live according to his laws? Sometimes parents think that Sunday school is magic. I send my kids to Sunday school, they're going to come out and be wonderful people and have perfect lives. It doesn't quite work that way. It didn't work that way for you. It won't work that way for them. We don't make that promise. We say we present them with the truth and they continue in it. They're responsible. That's the word that Jesus said in John 15. He said, abide in me. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, then you'll bring forth fruit. And we tell the kids that if you listen to God and if you abide in him and if his words abide in you, that's called being saved. When God's spoken word lives in your heart, then you will abide in him and these things will continue. We're not about turning a bunch of little robots who all do the same thing and act the same. What we're saying is that we want you to meet God. And here's the place you meet him. From the youngest age, you meet him from the Bible. And then you and he together, there's where the difference is made. Do you abide or not? Let's pray. Bless us, Father. I thank you so much for so many years of faithful people who taught me the word. That's true in my life from a child. I've known these scriptures, and you use them to save me, Father, and I praise you for it. I just ask that as a church we might know what we do and what our ministries are, that we might be convinced that they're right and that we're doing them. I'd ask, Father, that we might love what we have and improve it and never be stuck in tradition, never be stuck in habits, but that we might always desire to do things in your way, in a living way. Bless us, Father. Give us the heart to serve you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.